We get around about double the price for Australian melons that countries are paying for other melons globally. So for every melon that's imported to a particular country worldwide, let's say a dollar, they're paying $2 for Australian melons. So this is about finding out and prioritising the top five markets that are looking at that increase in premium.
On that basis, Japan would seem like perhaps an unusual place to start, because there's literally is no melons going into that country now, and yet that's the one that you've ranked as having the most potential. Why?
The Japanese market is now open to Australian melons following the negotiation of a protocol between the governments. And in a very short amount of time, we've gained a small market share. I think it's 0.05, but rapidly growing. And Japan is, in fact, largely increasing its imports of premium melons. So there is a great opportunity for us to grow, we think, to around about 5,000 tonnes potentially within 3 to 5 years.
Okay, I'm going to use your segue there to introduce Toshi Kobayashi from Euromonitor International. Your message to growers today is clear that Japan wants their melons. How soon might that happen?
As Danny mentioned, the regulations have improved. So as long as the taste and quality of the melons are beneficial for the Japanese consumers, I think it'll come very soon.
What kind of feedback do you get?
We get that when comparing the Australian products to other imported products, a lot of Japanese consumers perceive the Australian products more positively. So I think this would be one benefit for your fruits in general. For melons, rock melons, and watermelons, for both three of the fruits, the Japanese consumers really want to pay a high price as long as the quality meets the price. So I definitely think that would be a solution.
I'm putting you on the spot. Are you in a position to facilitate this trade yourself through Euromonitor?
I suppose that one option that we have is that we can introduce importers from Japan and provide a short list of all the importers in Japan, which be able to provide the benefits for your country.
So you're here to help?
Definitely, yes. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Danny Burrows, we're taking on Japan, a country that's already growing very good melons for its own domestic population. How are we going to go about taking on the Japanese in their own market?
Well, I mean, let's look at, one needs to understand that the Japanese production of melons, it's almost semi-religious. It's certainly deeply cultural in terms of the varieties, the species, the gift-giving culture. So we're not seeking to displace Japanese production of melons for the Japanese consumer. We're looking to assist the Japanese premium retail channels to differentiate from their competitors. And that's that small segment, which is a small segment of a very large market that I see Australians playing a role in Japan.
You're hearing from Danny Burrows, an export and market access analyst who is unveiling an export plan to melon growers for the first time in Brisbane today. We've talked about Japan being at the top of your list. You also have identified South Korea, the Maldives, Malaysia and Hong Kong. What is the common denominator here amongst these markets that you believe offer the most potential for the melon growing industry?
Well, the common denominator amongst the markets that we call our five priority markets are that premium melon imports are rising over a number of years. So the price that they're paying for melons is increasing and that total import is growing. That's the common denominator. The one other almost common denominator is that four of the five markets are currently open to Australian imports. Only one of the top five that we're promoting today or we're talking about today, which is Korea, is currently closed to Australian melons. So in other words, all of these markets, four out of the five markets, are ready to go. We are already capturing, I think, in three of the markets, 10% market share. We see room to grow for the Australian melon industry into those markets that are already open.
Growers are also hearing today from Citrus Australia about their what is pinned up as a success story for targeting new export markets, particularly for them at the moment, China. Now, you have steered clear of China. Why is that?
China is a very big, very lucrative market. But what we see when we crunch the numbers, and the numbers sometimes, you know, tell a fiction, they sometimes tell you the truth. The trick is to try and dive into them and work out what's what. But the bottom line with the Chinese market and why it's not included in our top five is that the price that they are willing to pay in the Chinese markets for imported melons, it's not the right settings for Australian premium melon exports. So they're simply a market that certainly is very big for imported melons, certainly even for domestic production, but they're not paying the premium they need to pay for Australians to be tapping into that market in a big way. My fundamental message, which is similar to any export strategy, is we can talk about the Hort statistics, we can talk about industry averages, we can talk about tariffs and free trade agreements. The bottom line is, and I say this to all producers of melons, all producers of any food or fruit or vegetables, anything coming out of Australia, is be selfish. What I mean by that is don't worry about the headline figures. Don't worry about the potential tonnage. Don't worry even about the priority markets. Be selfish. Look at what your product, how you can differentiate it. Find a target price. Find a target market and contact distributors into that market. And you'll learn, like you learn when you go through the yellow pages and increase your understanding of a particular issue, you'll learn what you need to say the next time and how you need to differentiate yourself into new markets.
Andrew Martins, you are a melon grower and you're here sitting like a sponge soaking all of this up. From where you're standing in the paddock in Bundaberg, very wet paddock I might add at the moment, let's just put that to one side. Why are you so keen to embrace this export opportunity?
Look, I suppose we're like everybody else. We want more customers. We want more people consuming our products, which is expansion for us and expansion for our industry. So when you look at all these ventures, there's problems with everything along the supply chain and things like that. One thing I know about the Japanese market in particular is they do want premium products and they are prepared to pay for that. So it's a difference to what we're used to in the domestic market, I suppose. But look, if they're willing to pay, we're willing to bring the quality through, I suppose.
The melon industry's time has come?
I think so. And it's exciting and there's some new frontiers to try and knock over, and I think we'll be right there hoping that it all works out.